Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
High fly ball into right field. She is gone! In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
Now, Paul, you don't remember that because you weren't alive in 1988. You were not born yet.
I was even a thought.
Yeah, you were not even a gleam in somebody's eye in 1988, which we are throwing it back to today for no particular reason whatsoever. Just felt like doing it. This fine, fine San Diego morning. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Paulie and I are in it together today, solo. Ben is out today, taking a much-deserved and needed day off. But, yeah, the baseball last night, I mean, look, let's recap the Astros. They won on a walk-off from Correa. And then when we check traffic, we'll come back from that, and then we'll do the Dodgers pretty much for the rest of the show. You guys like Burlington out there. Ben Woods, 97.3, The Fan. All right, so let's get into the Dodgers game. Paul, you watched the whole game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did too. So what were your thoughts? How did you, when you watched how the first few innings went, what were you thinking?
First few innings, I didn't think Kershaw was pitching terribly.
Nope.
I mean,
never does, really.
He had been, yeah, he never pitches terrible in October, but he had been pitching well in October this year.
Yeah.
Up until that point. And I was like, all right, well, we got a ball game here. And I was just hoping the Braves could pull it off because I thought if the Dodgers won last night, all of a sudden they have all the momentum.
You're not the only one that thought that, Paulie. There was a guy, Dylan Hernandez. We've had Dylan on our show many times. Nice guy. Nice guy. It's weird because Dylan works for the LA Times, and Dylan is so hard on the Dodgers during the regular season. Then he says, like, I'm not a Dodger fan. I'm a reporter. But then, like, when the playoffs come, I don't know. I think he becomes a fan. It's very strange. He had an article out yesterday basically saying, yeah, he says, can a team be ahead in a series? It trails 2-1. Can a single victory clinch a series? Can a team sweep a series without actually sweeping? Yes, yes, yes. It's actually Bill Plaschke's article, but he retweeted it. And that's the interesting thing, right? That win, that convincing, you know, blowout win that the Dodgers had the other night, it got me on edge. And I said on the air yesterday, if they win, it's going to the Dodgers.
Look, the Dodgers aren't a bad team.
No, they're never a bad regular season team. That's the thing.
Like, they have good baseball players on their roster.
They do. And there's something about October. When it rolls around, it's now become a thing. It's now the ghosts of October haunt the Dodgers. And again, no Dodger fan called in. I would love to talk to you. 833-288-0973. I'm not going to be mean to you. I'm not going to be a jerk. Maybe you don't feel like talking. That's fine. Let's put it this way.
Hey, I get it.
We're not going to do real or fake today because I didn't want to do the work. And I'm not a good host of Real or Fake. I'm barely a serviceable host on the radio program, much less doing the radio program and Real or Fake. Pass. I don't want to do it.
That's Ben's thing.
It's Ben's thing, right? So I'll give a Dodger fan a prize. You can have the prize from Real or Fake. Just call in. I want to have a discussion. And I want you to tell me whose fault it was, because I'm already seeing Dodger fans very mad that people are blaming Kershaw. I'm seeing Dodger fans wanting Dave Roberts gone. I mean, so there's a guy, David Rosenthal. So he tweeted out, Kershaw didn't choke. He pitched five innings of great baseball. Dave Roberts, send him out there to die.
Yeah.
Period. Say it with me. He isn't the man for a job. And I tweeted from Ben and Woods. I said, well, is he a transcendent Hall of Fame ace? Or is he a guy that's good for five innings max in the playoffs? Which is it? Because to hear John Smoltz and Joe Buck and everybody talk about slobber over themselves with Clayton Kershaw this and Clayton Kershaw that and Clayton
Dude,
Kershaw
it
this.
Wild last
it's
night.
Wild. It's wild. And I understand that he had back spasms. I understand that. That was 2 days ago. So if he's good enough to pitch,
well, his back seemed fine in the first few innings.
And he's your ace. I don't understand why you would let why they keep letting him off the hook. And look, yeah, managing in hindsight is the easiest thing in the world to do. Oh yeah, he should have never let him start that inning. He should have pulled him after that hit. You know that hit he dove for and landed weird. And you know I think it was Acuna that got there, and we all thought Acuna had broken his wrist. Oh, that was a terrifying feeling. You could see the air get sucked out of the Braves' dugout. He turns out to be okay. And, you know, look, it happens so much. It happens so much with Kershaw in October.
All right, well, let me ask you, where do you put the blame for yesterday's loss?
I mean, dude, in yesterday's loss in particular, it's on all of them. It's on all of them. The offense didn't show up. At all. I mean, after that massive...
Yeah, two hits, I think, in the eighth.
Yeah, three hits total, I think, last night. I mean, you can't win games like that. Okay, so...
Looked like many a Padres game.
And that's the thing, Paulie, is that you're the Dodgers, and all we hear about is how great you are. Molly Knight, writer for The Athletic, told us that it's... Look, the Dodgers are in autopilot until the postseason. Okay, well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe they get into autopilot too much. They never have to scratch and claw to win that division. They don't. And I don't think they have a killer mentality. Well, it's obvious they don't, because it's been 32 effing years since they won a World Series. The thing that drives me nuts the most about the Dodgers, other than Max Muncy and Chris Taylor and Austin Barnes and Justin Turner, are the fans that punch down on Padre fans. And that's what drives me nuts. It makes me crazy because, again, it's like, all right, I'm a Padre fan. All right, I'll take it from a Giants fan. You've seen it. You had a really nice run. Yeah, you owned it. Like, you'll take it from a Giants fan. As a Yankee fan, I'll take it from a Red Sox fan because they've earned it. They won. They made history against my squad. You know, I'll take that. I will wear that. I cannot wear it from a team that hasn't done any better than second place since 1988. I cannot do it. It doesn't make sense. We got Brian calling in. I wonder if he is a Dodger fan. Brian, are you a Dodger fan?
Yes, I am.
All right, so let's get into this. I'm really glad you called, and I'm, in fact, going to give you a prize just for calling. So, all right, number one, am I off base? Is Paul off base? Are Padre fans off base?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that we just, when we get to these games, they're so used to getting to them that they don't get up for them, and then they just fall flat. That's what I think it is.
Is it because they run away with the West seemingly every year, and then by the time they get there, they're just not ready to claw, you know, and fight and scrap?
Yeah, I think it's a lot to do with complacency.
What do you think about the manager? Do you put a lot of this or all of this on Dave Roberts?
I mean, are you sick of Dave Roberts at this point? He doesn't seem like he can get you over that hump.
Me personally, no, I'm not. I'm not sick of Dave Roberts. I just wish that they would get a little more edge to them. I know, like, and Woods, I'm with you. Even though I'm a Dodger fan, I'm not a Muncy fan. he doesn't do it for me.
I can't stand him.
So, but as far as Kershaw goes, yeah, he gives up runs, but also he never gets run support ever. Like,
ever.
Like in the playoffs, he just never gets run support. Yeah, it's both sides. You know what I mean?
That's a factor, though.
It is. It is a factor.
Pitching with a 3 or 4 run cushion is a lot different than pitching 1, 2 runs behind.
You know, and they've put him in some they put him in some weird ass positions, short rest and coming in out of the bullpen, not setting him up for success. But then again, you know, I look at it and you think of the term ace. And I think it's safe to say he's the ace. But there seems to be every year, like, well, the reason he didn't get it done this year was because of Roberts or the short rest. Or the, it just, an ace in my mind transcends all of those things. He overcomes them somehow, some way. He digs deep. All those corny ass sports
cliches. I mean, if Kershaw goes 8 innings, gives up 3 hits, and loses 1-0.
Dude, yeah, that's not on him.
No one's saying that
he's a choker.
Choke artist. No.
It's that one home run that you know is coming. Right, and then it's that those two doubles that are you know
unravels.
Is coming,
yep.
And then the wheels just fall off. Brian, thank you for the call, man. Hang on the line.
You can hang on for a few minutes. I'll catch you when we go to the break.
Yeah, hang on. We'll give you a prize. Thanks for calling and thanks for listening. You know, look, we want to be inclusive to even Dodger fans, and they know. I think you know Brian is he's smart. He's like, yeah, they're talking smack. That's what they're supposed to do. You know,
I mean,
that's what they're supposed
smack
to
more
do.
More than the Dodgers fans. Like, you got to be able to take it,
you
right?
You got to be able to take it because nobody runs more mouth than that team. Nobody.
So we've been talking about the Kershaw narrative, October, chokes in the playoffs. Dave Roberts was actually asked about that yesterday, if he believes in this Kershaw narrative. I thought it was a little bit interesting. Here's what he had to say.
No, absolutely not. I think that he came out and, you know, 5 innings, 1 run, and then the you know, again, we just, you know, what happened right there in that 6th inning, but he gave us a chance to win the baseball game. You know, we couldn't put any runs up early and get a lead and or hold a lead, you know, after the Eddie home run. But that narrative couldn't be further from the truth.
I mean, he's got the highest ERA of pitchers in the postseason over 130 innings or something, or 120 at like 4.31. I mean, look, 4.31, it's not the worst thing you ever heard, but it doesn't. It doesn't mean, when I hear that, I'm not like, ooh, ace.
Well, 100 innings, 100 plus innings in postseason baseball means you've been to the postseason a lot, which means you are probably a good pitcher and
yes.
You're probably on a good team. So I'd be curious how many people even qualify for that, but that means if you're getting that many postseason innings, you probably have an ERA under 4. You're probably a pretty solid pitcher.
Yeah.
And yeah, I saw that. I was like, that's,
I mean, especially if you're a $40 million a year guy or whatever he makes, you know, I mean, that's, trust me, that's what you need. You need 7-8 from that guy every time. We got Sean calling in right now. Sean, are you you also a Dodger fan?
No. God, no.
Okay. We're talking to Padre fans too, or Giants fans or whoever.
My thing with the Dodgers remind me are just like the Clippers. They have a lot of talent, but they choke in the playoffs. And the thing about Kershaw is that he's a regular season pitcher, but he sucks at the postseason. And everybody seems to let him off the hook because he just can't get it done. That's just how I feel about it. No. I stopped being a Dodger fan back in the early 90s.
Yeah, I mean, it's the let him off the hook thing. I mean, he gets killed. He does. He gets pounded pretty good on social media. The narrative everywhere is that he chokes in October. The only way to beat that narrative is to go out there and win game 1, game 5, and then come in and save game 6. I mean, basically you have to be Mad Bum.
Yeah, from what was it, 2014?
Yeah,
absurd.
You got to be Madison Bumgarner. And that's an ace, in my opinion. Now, he sucks now. Mad Bum's terrible. Mad Bum is adult league styled now. He throws as hard as some guys in adult league tournaments.
He fell off quickly.
He fell off really hard. But
when you look back at their careers,
you look back.
Who's gonna say is the better pitcher?
Oh, his legacy. His legacy are those World Series victories.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's his legacy.
Oh, he's got the jewelry. He's got the titles. But in 20 years from now, when you look back, who are you going to say was the better pitcher, Clayton Kershaw or Madison Bumgarner?
You know, and it sucks. You know who it sucks for today is Bryce Wilson, because everybody's talking about how Kershaw choked, and nobody's talking about how unbelievable this Kenny Powers clone comes
yes.
in for the Braves.
Yeah.
And again, like, he pitched his ass off. This kid, 22 years old, spent most of the season at the Braves' alternate training site, made only 6 appearances, 2 starts for the big league club, 1-0 with a 4.02 ERA, was not the starter that anybody expected. The blowout happened the night before. The momentum was about to change, and they give the ball to this kid going against future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw, and he outpitched him.
I mean, you wonder if they felt like it was a must-win for Atlanta. You know what I mean? In the Braves clubhouse, they're like, dude, we cannot let them get back into this series.
Yeah, we got to get to him. Yeah, we got to get to him.
And you're
absolutely
giving the ball to an inexperienced kid like that.
This kid goes six innings, one hit, gave up a homer to Rios. He walked one, struck out five. Now, listen, the bullpen for the Braves came in. They made it a little bit interesting. Will Smith just completely lost it. Chris Martin came in and did a really good job. But the Braves would not be denied last night. Would not be denied. And the final, 10-2. Mookie Betts is another. I heard over and over from all my Dodger fan buddies, we've got Mookie Betts. He is going to be the one to put us over the top. I think he's 2-4. He was 0-4 last night. I think he's 2-14 or 2-15. No home runs. No RBI. I mean, no swipes. Lazy fly ball route the other night. I mean, you can't have it. I like Mookie, too. He's one of the few Red Sox guys I ever liked. And now that he's on the Dodgers, I'm like, son of a bitch, this guy played for...
He's making it real hard on you to like
him. Yeah, because he's played on both teams I hate the most on the planet. But you can't look at Mookie Betts and be like, that guy's terrible. Because he's not. He's having a bit, but you got to have more from him. He's got to step up. It's been, some of the moves, because they keep losing games, it does fall a little bit on Dave Roberts' head. It seems like sometimes in October, every button he pushes is the wrong button. Yeah. You know, you feel like maybe they burn a pitcher when they don't need to burn a pitcher. They don't go to somebody last night that could have, I know that Dustin May, I think he's starting tonight. But if you get a lead in there, you got to do what you have to do to win these ball games. I always feel like the Dodgers are thinking days ahead when you can't. They really can't afford to do that. They really needed to they were the best team. They are the deepest team. They've got the most pitching, and they just didn't get it done. How great was it also, Paulie, seeing hat throwing, kiss blowing?
Oh, my God.
Mr. Gratterall come in last night and absolutely serve it up. Served it up. Was horrible. Flat. They were pounding his fastball, which had been electric before. This kid's a rookie.
This is the kid who, against the Padres, basically gives up a 408-foot home run to Tatis that gets pulled back by Bellinger. Hell of a catch. And then Gratterall on the mound celebrates like he just threw a perfect game in Game 7 of the World
Series. Yeah, he gave up a piss rod and was jumping up and down about it.
Got bailed out.
Again, tip your hat. Tip your hat to the guy in center field. But to turn to the Padres dugout and beat your chest and look.
The bye-bye, the blow of the kiss.
Look, man, the game will humble you quickly. I bet you, and look, he's a good pitcher. He's got good stuff. He's going to be a thorn in a lot of people's side, maybe even ours, for the next few years. But to see him come in last night.
I didn't feel bad for him.
I didn't feel bad for him one bit. The game will smack you in the face. And we'll talk about things like that with Brett Boone, who's coming up at 8:35. Looking forward to talking to Booney. So Booney's got a new podcast out. And he just had Ken Griffey Jr. Paulie is like...
It's my hero.
It's Paulie's number one, right?
Yeah.
Megan or Ken Griffey Jr.? It's a tough one. I get
Ken Griffey now or like Ken Griffey 1997?
1997. And his prime?
Megan.
Oh, you're so... Don't wink at me. He just winked at me. I get it, too. Griff was amazing. So he was on Boone's podcast. We'll catch up with Booney at 8:35. And I want to talk to Brett Boone about just this new style of baseball and these new players and how they do things now. Because I did see a lot of guys last night getting mad again. Getting very mad at some of the moves that guys like Ozuna did, taking a selfie, rounding third. I mean, again, God forbid these guys have fun.
Let the boys play.
And play baseball like they grew up playing it in their native countries. And that's what everybody forgets.
Brett Boone will join us on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU online and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Messages and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU. Fresh-Start.com.
Wanted to thank everybody, too, yesterday for donating. We are still in full swing raising money for Fresh Start Surgical Gifts. This week on our website, great auction items you can bid on to help donate. Go to 973thefansd.com/freshstart to bid. Also donate, okay? They'll have a night and a suite at Petco Park, round of golf for fourth, Grand Del Mar. There's great, great auction items in there. And a $25 donation will get you a very cool Fresh Start mask. Again, go to 973thefansd.com/freshstart to bid and also donate if you can. We really appreciate it. We'll come back next. Fill you guys in on where I'm going to be.
A little speed bump in the show.
Yeah, a little speed bump in the show. We're going to have to fight through it. We'll explain next. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Happy Friday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.